Well, hello, everyone. I'm James Dobson, and I want to welcome you to another edition of Family Talk. And we have, through this week, have been airing programs that lead up to the election that's right around the corner. We don't tell people how to vote, don't intend to. You can come to that conclusion yourself. But the importance of getting out and going to the polls at this time with our country in such desperate need simply cannot be overemphasized.
That's true. And today we're going to enjoy a speech titled America at its Best, which Mr. Dennis Prager gave at the 2014 Western Conservative Summit, held this year on July 19th, presented by Centennial Institute and Colorado Christian University. For more information, you can go to westernconservativesummit.com. Mr. Prager is a nationally syndicated talk show host, syndicated columnist, author, and public speaker. I am so excited to share his speech with you today. So here now is Mr. Dennis Prager on today's edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
America's at its best, number one, when it lives by its values. You heard already my belief that there is an American Trinity, because there is something called Americanism. This unique value system of the United States, and it's found on every coin and every piece of paper money. And that is, of course, liberty, in God we trust, e pluribus unum. No other country in the world states those as its values. Those are unique. You may not like them, but you have to recognize we have a unique value system, and all three are necessary. You are not a normative Christian if you believe in the Father and the Holy Ghost, but not the Son, or the Son, but not the Father. That comes as a package. That's the way it is. In my religion, Judaism, we too, believe it or not, we have a Trinity, though we don't call it that, but you could ask any traditional Jew, is there a threesome called God, Torah, Israel? And they'll say, you bet. And Prager didn't make it up. It's 2,000 years old, 2,500-year-old formulation. America has its Trinity, and you can't drop one and be normative. You can't say, oh, yes, liberty, oh, fine, e pluribus unum, but not in God we trust. And I'm addressing specifically those colleagues of ours in the conservative movement who think that somehow conservatism can survive the death of religion in America. It cannot. I so understand their attitudes because, you know, hey, listen, small government is enough, Dennis. You know, that's what we stand for. But yeah, of course we stand for that. But we stand for three things. You can't have small government if you don't have a big God. That is the way it works. No, you can't. You cannot. It is not possible. Secular conservatives, God bless you, or whoever bless you, but please understand. No, I mean it. You are my allies. You're on the front line with me in two-thirds of the battles. But you must understand, your vision will not prevail. The founders weren't stupid. They understood that only if people feel accountable to a judging God can you have a small government. Because human nature is very, very problematic. Why do you think government is so much bigger in Europe? Because Europe is so much more secular. Europe has a tiny God and a giant government. Communist countries had no God and the biggest governments. It is an absolute rule of life that as God diminishes, government increases. And that's why we need all three. So, number one, America is at its best when it affirms its Trinity, liberty, in God we trust, e pluribus unum. America is at its best when you can believe what you want to believe without fear of being fired from your job. This is not any longer happening. Brendan Eich, CEO of Firefox, one of the largest of the web browsers, owned by Mozilla, every single gay who worked in for Mozilla and for Brendan Eich acknowledged how fair he treated them, how fairly he treated them as couples, not just as individuals. And he was fired because he believed that marriage should be defined as between a man and a woman. Because he believed it. Do you know how frightening that is? How un-American that is? True, literally, the word may be overused. This is literally un-American. How you believe defines whether or not you can work here. As I pointed out, I eat Ben and Jerry's ice cream. I can't stand Ben. I can't stand Jerry. But I have long believed that you can have your politics and your political and social views, and I may find them repugnant, but you are allowed to have them. And if you put out a good ice cream, by golly, I'll eat it. And as you can see, I really do. Freedom, this is liberty, that's liberty. Liberty, America's at its best when you can start a business or build a building without fear of regulations shutting you down. The heads of, who said he could not start Subway today, this incredibly successful place where you really can eat healthy fast food. He said, I could not start it today. Regulations are such, it would be impossible for me to start it. That's liberty in the United States. Liberty was you start a business. There are now more rules to stop you than there are rules to allow you and enable you to start a business and then hire more Americans. Liberty is also, America's at its best when you can keep the money you've ethically earned. Why? I've never understood why taxation is not a moral issue. I mean, at some point, is it not clear that it's really a form of theft? I mean, seriously, ask this of your progressive, liberal, whatever term they wish to use, and I honor any term they wish to use, relative or friend. At what point would you call taxation theft? Would you say 100% is theft? 90? No, I'm not asking you. I know what you think. I want you to ask this of a progressive friend. What point would they acknowledge that we have entered the realm of theft? Isn't that a liberty, a form of liberty, to keep at least most of the money that you have ethically earned? America is at its best when it puts values above race. That's when America is at its best, too. That's E Pluribus Unum, from many one. Let me hereby announce, unlike our fellow citizens on the left, I do not honor race. They do. That's their words, not mine. They honor race. I honor people. It's not my method to ask audiences to vote, but for the sake of my point, I have to. There are thousands of you here, overwhelmingly conservative, so I would like you by voice vote, first listen to your choices, okay? There are two choices. One is 9 Supreme Court justices. They are all white, male, Christian, liberal. The other one, your other option, is white, black, female, conservatives. Option 2, vote. Option 2. Okay. Option 1, you're white, male, Christian, liberals. Okay. I wanted this for the record. It's always unanimous, except for one funny guy in the back. But it's always unanimous. We conservatives don't care about race. We only care about values. That's all that matters. America is at its best when the government is smallest. That's one of our unique contributions to the human species, that the government, that which reigns, R-E-I-G-N-S, will be small. It never occurred in history. Kings were big. Princes were big. Fiefdoms were big. Government's now big. We said, no, only as big as it has to be, and it should be definitionally small, because, as I have coined this phrase, the bigger the government, the smaller the citizen. And we want the citizen to be big. You are important, and you are important. The bigger the government, the less significant you are. Please understand that. You become a cog. You are not important. This is America at its best, because when the government is smallest, guess what? Not only are we biggest in the best sense of the word, but here's an example. When the government is small, we help the downtrodden. Because America is at its best when the American who is in trouble looks to fellow Americans for help, not the government. And to those who malign America and Americans and say, well, but Americans don't help enough, we help more. To this day, Americans give more charity per income than any European country, because big governments make selfish people. Let me say that again. The bigger the government, the more selfish the individual. Why should I take care of you? The government will. That was never the American way. I will take care of you. I will. My Rotary Club will. My church will. And I will. And now, it's all the government. The life of Julia, a woman without a single man in her life, from childhood to death, will be taken care of by the state. It's so unhealthy. It's literally counter-revolutionary. It's against the American Revolution. And so indeed, many people do marry the state. America's best when the government is secular and the populace is religious. When people feel accountable to God, this is not my view. The so-called deists who founded this country believed it. In my book, I quote Benjamin Franklin. Benjamin Franklin, the so-called deist, and I have identical religious views. Identical. God judges people, and there is an afterlife wherein people will be judged by a good God. That is the central premise of all of my religious belief. That's Benjamin Franklin. A religious people is a better people in this country. Not in every country. I'm not advocating every religious expression. But the Judeo-Christian religions of this country have founded the best country in human history. And let me tell you, as a Jew, I taught Jewish history at Brooklyn College. I wrote 2 books on Judaism and hundreds of articles. I wrote a book on anti-Semitism, still in print, with Simon and Schuster. No country has been the blessing to Jews that the United States of America has. The American Jew who is not grateful to the American Christian is, and I'm choosing my words carefully, an ingrate. And I don't like ingratitude. Internationally, America is at its best when it fights global evil. No country has fought evil and liberated people as much as the United States of America. To those who say, including conservatives, along with the left, who say we have too many problems at home to liberate people abroad, nobody believes we should invade every country and liberate every enslaved people. It's not possible. But on those occasions when we are called to do so and have done so, we should keep them liberated. That is what we do. Why is South Korea South Korea, and why is North Korea the largest concentration camp in the world? because American troops at 36,000 died to free Koreans. There is no example of that in human history, of that number of people dying for the liberty of people whom they have no relation to whatsoever. South Korea is the living example of what the United States is at its best. And do you know why South Korea, why this telephone here is made in South Korea? And why they make torture devices in North Korea? Because American troops stayed in South Korea. That's not an opinion. That's not an opinion. That's a fact. And the reason that Iraq is being taken over by the greatest evil in the world today, violent Islamism, is because we have left Iraq. This president made a colossal mistake as an American and as a human in taking all of our troops out of Iraq. America is at its best when it wins the wars that it is engaged in. Not only is America at its best, the world is at its best. Do you know why we have civilian planes shot down by Russian-supplied rebels in Ukraine? Why we have annexation of Ukraine into Russia? Why we have Syria winning in its war and vast numbers of terrorists out coming out of the woodwork? Because of the President of the United States saying that, hey, we're not exceptional. The British, we're no more exceptional than the British are or the Greeks are. Remember that answer? So if you're not exceptional, why fight for anybody? This is a worse world when America leaves it. When America is involved with the world, America is at its best, and the world is at its best. America is at its best now back home. America is at its best when Americans marry. Just marry. In other words, where they don't regard marriage as just a piece of paper. By the way, I have said to women who are with men for 8 years, 9 years, 7 years, 10 years, and who want to marry, but the man they're living with says, oh, it's just a piece of paper. Here's your answer. So if it's just a piece of paper, why are you opposed? What's the big deal? Because it's not just a piece of paper. It's an announcement to the world that I take care of her and she takes care of me. Fewer and fewer Americans, and that's by the way, marriage, the decline of marriage. I'm talking about the numbers of people marrying. I'm not talking about divorce. I'm just simply talking about numbers of people getting married is declining in the West. Because of one reason, not economics, secularism. Marriage is a value, and it is a value rooted in our Judeo-Christian traditions, and when they die, marriage dies. That's just worth knowing. Here's another one. America's at its best when you marry before you have children. To say today, I want you to understand where we have come, to say today that it's best for a child to be raised with a married mother and father, do you know how many people you offend? How many doctrines you offend? Something that is so obvious, you had to go to graduate school not to believe it. That is meant literally. America is best when parents are allowed to be parents. Not when Boston Children's Hospital takes away parents from their daughter. America is at its best when children are taught self-control, not self-esteem. America is at its best when Americans in need, as I said earlier, look to each other and not the government for help. America is at its best when its public schools and its private schools and its colleges and its universities teach rather than indoctrinate. That's what is done now. It is indoctrination at our universities. The university is a great example, by the way, of what I worry about with the death of our Judeo-Christian religions and of God in America. I made a discovery when I was at graduate school at Columbia and I was taught so much nonsense. America and the Soviet Union were legally responsible for the Cold War. I was at the School of International Affairs. Men and women are basically the same. You know, you just give boys teacups and you give girls trucks and they'll be just as happy. I was learning nonsense, and one day I realized why. And I mean it, this is literally what happened. You can look it up on Google, where I wrote many years ago, How I Found God at Columbia. A verse that I had learned in yeshiva, religious Jewish school at a very early age, came back to me in Hebrew from the Psalms, wisdom begins with fear of God. And I realized, hey, I know why there's no wisdom at the university. Because there's no God at the university. I mean that literally. My wife and I last week were at Angola Prison in Louisiana, once the most violent prison in America, now the least violent prison in America. Most of its inmates are murderers. There's not been one murder since 2009. Not one. There were 40 a year. Not one. Because the warden decided to implement Judeo-Christian values. That's why it's not reported. That's exactly why it's not reported. Because it's the only thing that works. And you know what I said when I spoke on my radio show? I said, there is more wisdom at Angola State Prison than at Harvard. And I believe that. Talk about indoctrination. America's at its best when colleges teach. My state of California passes laws every few years about how textbooks of history should be written. First, there was a certain number of pages you had to devote in history text to women. Then a certain number you had to devote to blacks. Then a certain number that you had to devote to Native Americans. Now the latest is a certain number that you must devote to the transgendered. Yes. Now, with all respect, I don't know what transgendered we have omitted who has given America so much and now will be included in texts. But do you understand? This is an admission on the part of the left. We don't want to teach. Our task is to make kids feel good about their group. I thought it was to make you feel good, if it's feel good at all, about being an American. Period. Not a member of a group, just as an American. That's what E Pluribus Unum is about. And that doesn't mean you don't teach the truth about the bad stuff in America. We've always taught the truth about the bad stuff in America. Who omitted racism and slavery from American texts? It doesn't exist, such a text. And finally, America is at its best when it is not governed by a president who promised when running to, quote, fundamentally transform the United States of America. If, folks, anybody who is married to someone who wants to fundamentally transform them is in trouble. We are in trouble because I don't want this aberration of goodness, the United States of America, to be fundamentally transformed. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Well, we hope the speech you've just heard here on Family Talk challenges you to go out and vote tomorrow. Mr. Prager did a great job of describing the problem, and the only way we'll fix that problem is to elect the right people into office. If you'd like more information about Dennis Prager or the Ministry of Family Talk, call us at 877-732-6825 or visit our website, drjamesdobson.org. Thanks for joining us today, and thank you in advance for voting tomorrow. And we'll see you again next time for another edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Family Talk is not affiliated with Focus on the Family.
Hello, everyone. I'm James Dobson. For those of you who enjoy our radio program, Family Talk, I have some good news. When you're not able to hear Family Talk right here on your favorite Christian radio station, you can catch us 24 hours a day by downloading the new and free Family Talk mobile app. Visit your app marketplace to download it today. And thanks for listening to Family Talk.